In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful people, and enkindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be recreated, and you, O God, shall renew the face of the earth. Spirit of the living God, come into our hearts and our lives, that we may always do the will of our Father. Lead us and guide us, for we beg you these things in Jesus' name, amen. In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, the talk we're going to be talking about is how to know and to live God's will. First, we're going to deal with how you know God's will, and then how do you get to live God's will. And to do that, I want to start with, go back in the Old Testament, and we're going to start with the general plan for God. Well, let's start with the New Testament for that one. There's a general plan for everybody. The general plan for everybody, of course, is to go to heaven. Are there any questions? You have a choice. You become a saint or you go to hell. So you can decide what you want to do. Become a saint or go to hell, huh? It sits there and says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, God wants all to be saved and come to the knowledge of his truth. Now, to be saved means you go to heaven. Now, that's very simple. So the will of God for all of us, if we want to start out, is to go to heaven. And then it goes more. God chose us, this is in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 to 6. God chose us in his Son before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight and full of love. So before we start talking about particular will of God, God's will just for my life, we need to look at the general will of God. You know, the general will of God is that we get saved, we go to heaven, and that we become holy. So everything else is going to be secondary to this because this is the goal. And again, we've talked about it in other tapes and other things before. Who made me? God made me. Why did God make me? God made me to know him, to love him, and serve him in this world so I can be happy with him forever and next. So this is a general God's will for everybody. The God's will for everybody is that we know him, that we love him, and that we serve him so that we can go to heaven. That means that we become great saints. I used to take my kids, when I taught at prep every year, down to the Right to Life March, and we'd go into the Immaculate Conception Shrine. And we'd go into the Immaculate Conception Shrine. On the back wall of the shrine, if you've ever been there, is the beautiful universal call to holiness. It takes up the whole back. It's the universal call to holiness. And I always sit there and I used to look at my guys and say, gentlemen, I hope your goal in life is to become one of these saints. To have in St. Joseph Church or the Immaculate Conception Cathedral in Washington or here or your own personal church, to have one day a statue of you up there and saying, oh yeah, that person became a saint. Because that's God's will. You know, I was with a kid the other day in Pittsburgh as I was talking to him. He says, Father, you're always on my case. And I said, son, I want you to be a saint. And he says, well, that's just a little much, don't you think, Father? And I said, no, you either be a saint or you're going to hell, you understand? Well, that's not really right, Father. Yes, it is right. This is God's will for you. It's God's will for you to be holy. And to be holy doesn't mean you become a pansy or anything. It means you're real. Holiness is real. That's why I love John Paul II. John Paul II was such a great man in all the saints he made. Because he made married people saints, he made young people like Pier Giorgio Frassetti, 24 years old, was a mountain climber, smoked a pipe, oh God forbid. You know, people have these weird ideas about what it is to be a saint. What it is to be a saint is to be radically in love with God. And you know, I'm going to give you a hint in the definition of holiness, in my opinion, right now, because this is going to flow through the rest of the talk. To be a saint is when God's will and my will become one. That's living in the unitive way. When God's will and my will becomes one, there's no difference anymore. And so when we live this way, we become saints. And so God's will, first of all, is for me to go to heaven. So, okay, that's hard. Is that hard? You know, for me to want the same thing that God wants? God wants me to go to heaven. So I want me to go to heaven. You know, we play these games, I always say, you know, like Father Benedict, if you ever watch him, oh, we're going to be the last ones in purgatory pushing a broom for everybody else to get out of there. You know that's not God's will. It's not God's will for you to go to purgatory. That might be our will, and that might be the way we think we are. You know, if it's up to me, I'm going to hell, not because I want to, but because of my sinfulness. But the reality is, we always